Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you are in the right place. Let me assure you, later today, Robert Redfern, one of our old-time friends, he will be here to discuss fluoride poisoning involving turmeric, curcumin, at least having to treat it, not caused by, but fluoride poisoning from different sources and different ways to deal with that. Also, dementia, Alzheimer's, that's just seems to be getting bigger and bigger problem all the time, and so we'll discuss that among other things. If you have questions for Robert, give us a call, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, or you can email support at powerhournation.com. Power Hour J from the Power Mall, she'll be here in about a half hour or so. We got some products that we're going to go over our plans for the Power Mall. We're cleaning up inventory, making things smoother for you, so you're ordering so we have what you want, and so we can better serve you, those kind of things. So all those things we'll be going over with her, and some opportunities for the products that we have left that you can get pretty good discounts and what have you. In the meantime, we'll be talking news with Uncle Kevin. Welcome to the Power Hour, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back again. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Any big thing on your mind today? Any big news story that hit you?
Just the weather, how crazy it is, and how it's destroying crops all around the world. Did you take a look at the weather pattern in America?
Well, I know last night the storm woke me up last night.
Yeah, the power was out too.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't know if we were going to have a show this morning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that weather pattern goes from the central of America, around Oklahoma, where I think it started, and all the way up, reaching almost the top of Canada.
Top of Canada?
Yeah, unbelievable. I saw the weather pattern yesterday. Unbelievable.
Maybe we should have Dane Wigington on again.
I think so. I got an article here from Geoengineering.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, how ironic. Go ahead.
Yeah, isn't that special?
Yeah.
Global climate engineer operator are creating even more extreme weather and temperature whiplash scenarios. The immense scale, see, that's the thing that somebody was talking about. It's, the scale of it is just incredible because
it just can't
be real.
It just can't be natural.
Yeah, it's all around the world. Russia's having the same thing going on in Russia. China's having the same thing going around. The powers that be are putting the boots to, they want our crops done all around the world.
Well, let me ask you, does this article, I haven't read this article you're going to talk about, but does it say that this is engineered this way, or this is a result of how they've screwed with the environment?
It's both.
So it's almost naturally happening as a result of being screwed with so much.
It goes here, you know, for the last 70 years, they've been geoengineering, so of course it's going to mess up our
normal
patterns, and that causes crazy weather here and droughts over here, you know. But it's unbelievable. And like I said, I have that friend in Kentucky. She said 30% of the crops aren't in the ground because of the weather. 30%.
Well, that's Kentucky. Imagine Iowa.
Yeah.
I wonder what that percentage is in Iowa.
And she said, some of the farmers in Kentucky, 80% of their livestock, they lost them because of that. They got stuck in the mud and froze 6 weeks ago or whatever.
80%?
Up to 80%.
You mean not everywhere.
No. I'm just saying.
But some of the farmers.
Then it thawed, and then the rain came and washed all the animals away. They couldn't even
harvest the bodies.
Harvest the bodies, yeah. Just crazy. Crazy weather.
Well,
and the only thing I can see is they're trying to. Well, we believe that they want 90% of us gone.
Who's they?
I would have to say Obama.
That's not what we said here. The opinions of Uncle Kevin do not reflect the opinions of the Power Hour.
I just dressed. John Brennan?
Again, the opinions of Uncle Kevin.
Macron?
But keep saying it.
Yeah, Macron? That little mouse over there?
Yeah. But keep saying your opinion. You may be closer than
yeah,
you realize.
Yeah, than people think. But weather is big, and in June, we're going to find out just how bad everything
well,
is.
Well, look, the Pope, yesterday, wasn't that the article where we need a global government mm-hmm. to deal with this problem so big? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is it unreasonable to think that these handlebar mustache-wielding and twisting men are sitting there
laughing
yep. and thinking, what can we do to make people push towards global government?
That's right.
And think that the Pope is correct. Well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, take their food away. And we'll give you some food.
You know, I thought
and plus, when I was a kid, you know, they always, every year, when during the school year, they'd always tell us basically a crop report in school. They would say how many silos, the government always kept silos full of grain just for emergencies.
Yeah,
just
that's
for
right.
emergencies. And corn over here, you know, they store, you know. Silos and silos and silos of corn.
Just in case something like this happens.
Just in case something, they don't do it anymore. Hmm. They don't do it anymore.
You know, I was thinking about what the Pope said yesterday, and, you know, that's part of why we stress the United States, the beginning of our country, this principle. The principles of the founding of this country are paramount, are supreme to every other government in the world. It's not bias, it's a fact. And if the Pope is so hell-bent, let's use that word with the Pope, is so hell-bent to push global government, okay, then let's all the world rely on our constitution.
Yeah.
Because ours is the best. So,
by far.
So if we're going to have one, if we need global governance to do this, then let all the countries adopt our constitution then.
I agree.
There you go.
That's a great idea. Love it.
You know, if it's so oppressive, no, but they want some unelected board who...
Yeah, in Belgium.
Yeah, in Belgium, who thinks that they can tell you what to do. No. Anyway.
But if bottom line is, if you can afford it, stock up. That's all I'm saying. Stock up.
Well, I've been telling people that, and they, you know, they hear all these things, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the food business. Food's going up.
Yeah.
Food, our prices have gone up, and it hasn't even hit the harvest time.
No, June is the big
harvest. July
document. They'll know how much the damage is, and then everybody's going to panic once that report comes out. So
Numana food.
Now is the time.
If you don't buy Numana, go to the grocery store and just buy
something.
Buy rice. Buy know what have you. Buy meat. Put
just
it in the freezer.
Just be prepared, like the Boy Scouts.
Well, not like the Boy Scouts anymore.
Like my old Boy Scouts.
I was in the Boy Scouts too, and I always was so jealous. The Girl Scouts sold cookies, and
We sold nothing.
We sold like Scout Show tickets or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who in the world? Here, will you please buy my Scout? What? What is it, kid? Get out of here!
Yeah, and they were good, those cookies when I was a kid.
I haven't had one in years.
Yeah, I won't eat one. We boycotted them.
Should I tell a story?
Tell it.
I tell a story. We were at Walmart and. You know, Walmart lets them sell cookies out
right
front.
Outside.
I mean, think about
we
that.
We saw it.
Think about how connected the Girl Scouts are.
We walked right past it.
And so we went there, and this little girl, and I wasn't going to say anything. And the girl said, hey, mister.
Buy my cookies.
You want to buy some cookies? And I just, something just hit me right as she said, the way she said it. And I don't know, a mix of a lot of emotions, and I turned around and said, young girl, I'm not going to buy any cookies because your cookies pay for abortions.
Yeah.
And her supervisor, her mother, whoever it was who was sitting kind of over next to her, she wasn't even really paying attention. But when she heard that, she did a double take. What?
Yeah. Some of them get mad. I've said a couple things. Some of them say, get out of here.
I think that message needs to get out.
Well, wait a minute. I got one more thing to say.
All right.
If you don't believe me, just take a look at geoengineeringwatch.org. They got everything.
Yes, Dan Wigginton.
Yes, they got pictures, satellite pictures. They got everything. It's a great, great site. You'll learn a lot there.
Catherine, maybe give Dane a call, and let's have him on sooner or later.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is crazy for a hurricane, we have a hurricane in the middle of the
country. Well, did you see that that tornado in Oklahoma?
It
looked like a G5.
Yeah,
it was monstrous. Just Good thing it was out in the plains. There wasn't too many houses around, but looked like it was a mile or a mile and a half across.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Let's see if we can go through the news pretty good. We've spent enough time about tornadoes and such.
And weather.
BBC, UK cabinet backs PM's Brexit bill offer. The prime minister, that's Theresa May. Mm-hmm. The cabinet has agreed to Theresa May's plan for her withdrawal agreement bill, including compromises intended to attract the support of Labour MPs, includes the idea of a temporary customs relationship until the next general election and measures on the environment and workers' rights. I mean, are they ever going to leave, have a Brexit? Are they ever going to leave the EU?
Yeah, I think, what's his name?
Farage.
Farage. He started a new,
To push this.
Yep.
Out of RT, Monsanto spied on friend and foe alike in several countries to sway opinion on GMO and herbicides. The recently exposed illegal dossier U.S. herbicide maker Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, apparently influenced public opinion, included people from seven European states and maybe beyond. And Mike Adams says that there was a wet list involved.
There was a wet list. I heard him say, come right out of his mouth.
If you know what a wet list is, that means a death list.
Right. That means blood. When they mention wet, that means the equivalent of blood.
So Monsanto was, and I went to, did I tell the story on air about we were at Walmart and they had the Roundup there right when you came in and they just happened to be.
I know you told me, but I don't know if you told it on the stairs.
I'll tell it quickly.
Yeah.
We're going to get through the news. But okay, there are two Walmart people there, workers. And the very first thing we walk into Walmart, the wall of Roundup,
and it just struck me.
I said, you guys are still selling this crap? Costco won't even sell it. And then the lady says, well, there's recalls all the time and this might be a different batch. I said, recall, the whole lot of it needs to be recalled. It's killing people. Don't you listen to the news? Anyway, it didn't go over so well, but, anyway.
And it didn't get removed.
Well, maybe it planted a seed. Who knows? I felt a little better.
Good.
Venezuela. Where's the petrol? Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves. Yeah, like you said, would you explain things? Oh, never mind those trucks
to leave the country.
Yet people are scrambling to fill car tanks as gas supplies dry up. Some of the largest gas reserves in the world,
and they can't
get any gas.
Yeah, seems like the same things happen to the electricity.
A French mayor is offering free Viagra to couples in his town in order to boost the birth rate.
It's real. I read an article yesterday about how low Europe's birth rate is, especially in England.
Maybe the push against abortions, maybe this is part of people, if you're talking about community, family, nation planning, you're like, we need some, if we're not going to have illegal immigrants come in, pouring in our border, if we are going to stop them, then the people that are here better start having some children.
And lots of them.
Bomb-carrying drone from Yemen rebels, target Saudi airport. So, a little drone, you can just imagine the cost and the technology that is everywhere. Somebody in a basement can make a drone, have a bomb on it, and cause massive damage.
Yeah.
You could be 3 miles away sitting in a hill. You could put some drone and blow up some...
Couple airplanes.
$100 million airplane.
Yeah.
Yemen's Iranian allied Houthi rebels said today, they attacked the Saudi airport and military base with a bomb-laden drone, an assault acknowledged by the kingdom as Mideast tensions remain high. Gallup poll. This troubles me. This is why we talk about this all the time. This is why we spent so much time with Mayor Butthead and Thomas Jefferson yesterday.
Right.
4 in 10 Americans embrace socialism.
I saw that last night.
Socialism is the most dangerous form of government that we have seen because it's one step away from different. Russia was a socialist. They're cousins. They're kissing cousins. Americans today are more closely divided than they were earlier in the last century when asked whether some form of socialism would be a good or bad thing. While 51% of U.S. adults say socialism would be a bad, 43% believe it would be a good thing. 43%.
Oh, man.
Those results contrast with a 1942 survey that found 25% say it's a good thing. And 34% didn't have any opinion in 1942.
Oh, wow.
Well, they didn't. I don't think it was.
It's undermined.
50 years later, it's pretty known what happened in Germany.
Well,
Russia.
I heard something about Butthead yesterday. He was the mayor. Now he's running for president.
President, supposedly.
Yes, right? Is that correct? He was mayor.
He's mayor of Indiana. Yeah,
right.
Somewhere in Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah, he got 8,000 votes. in that mayoral.
Hmm.
And how could somebody who got 8,000 votes, now he's pushed as the candidate for president?
He probably went to the Bilderberg. We should ask Daniel. Did he go to the Bilderberg meeting? Did he go to Bohemian Grove?
I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever.
He's popular.
Not with me.
Well, he's popular with the only people he's popular with is corporate media.
That's right.
Getting rid of I still can't get over that. Anybody who comes up and says we need to get rid of Jefferson, I immediately, you are persona non grata to me.
Exactly.
You are a moron. Trey Gowdy, secret, or worse. You know, moron's one thing. You can deal with a moron.
Traitor.
Traitor, yeah. Okay. I think he's more a traitor. He's got to know that Jefferson was against slavery and fought to end slavery.
Probably not.
No.
He's a butthead.
Trey Gowdy, secret FBI transcripts from Russia probe could be game changer. Unreleased transcript from secretly recorded conversations between FBI informants and ex-Trump campaign. It'd be game-changing if the public were ever allowed to see them. Remember our buddy George that we interviewed not too long ago? I really enjoyed him.
I did, too.
I really liked meeting him. The Republican made the explosive claim during an appearance on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. I guess he's heard this. If the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired, and if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that.
Everything's going to be written down.
Yes.
And what did we talk about when we were playing cards last night? Well, Uncle Steve told us.
What? He told us a lot of things. I don't know. What?
About Loretta Lynch did not.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Lynch did not tell Comey to say it's a matter. So they're diametrically opposed there.
Well, they're covered. CYA.
Yeah.
CYA.
One of them's lying. And from what I've heard, it's Lynch.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, if they go back and forth, and then one's lying, and then they can't prosecute either one.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's written down somewhere, so.
Well, we'll see. Out of RT, federal judge upholds Congress subpoena for Trump financial records. Trump vows to appeal in a landmark move. A federal judge has ruled. I wonder what circuit this federal judge is in. Has ruled that
he might be replaced pretty soon.
The firm that handled Donald Trump's finances before he became president must hand over the records over the subpoena issued by a Democrat-controlled House committee. Why did I say Democrat-controlled? What does that even matter? U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta has sided with the House Oversight Committee. Is in line with the law in his opinion. Pointed to broad investigative power with which the committee is endowed while refusing to speculate whether the witch-driven hunt for Trump's record is politically motivated. These are facially valid legislative purposes, and it is not for the court to question whether the committee's actions are truly motivated by political considerations. Well, what is I still don't know what the reason is. If they're saying the reason is to see Russia connections, you can't just Fourth Amendment. There's got to be probable cause,
right?
And
there is
I have yet to see probable. They just did a 2-year investigation with no probable cause.
So
this Amit needs a basic.
Amit needs to be replaced.
Well, he needs a basic instruction in constitutional law and the Bill of Rights. You know, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what this is. We got Mayor Butthead wants to get rid of Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
Who
got 8,000 votes?
Right, 8,000 votes. Who penned the charter of our country, the founding principle of our country. We got this judge who ignores the Fourth Amendment. I hope it's on your refrigerator. Hey, you know, for all the new listeners for Rents Network or what have you, we're asking everybody to put a copy of the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator because schools don't teach it. The corporate media doesn't teach it. So if you don't see it, your children don't see it, how in the world are they going to get exposed to it and even know that Amit doesn't know what he's talking about?
That's right.
Because Amit doesn't know. You got to have probable cause.
That's right.
You can't just say, well, you know what, you know what? I think I'd like to see blah, 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 personal effects.
Yeah.
No, there has to be probable cause.
Right. You don't have probable cause, you can't get them. And if you don't know your rights, you don't know how to protect them.
Dobson rips, quote, thinly veiled death sentence to First Amendment, WorldNet Daily. Then there was the abortion right creating Roe versus Wade High Court ruling, which had a foundation so shaky that even the justice who authored the majority opinion expressed doubts. Now, U.S. Congress, for the House last week, adopted the Equality Act. It's nothing than a thinly veiled death sentence to the First Amendment. Jade Dobson from the Family Institute, he's the founder, he warned, in the history of our nation, there have been times when evil was so apparent and so heinous that they stand in infamy decades later. They include the Dred Scott decision, the Roe versus Wade ruling. Now we're faced with another such tragic moment in American history. Would embed the LGBT agenda in U.S. law. It specifically would make the Constitution's protections for religious freedom of no account when in conflict with LGBT quote-unquote rights.
That ain't going nowhere.
If it survives a vote in the Senate, this is a quote from Dobson, this legislation will represent one of the most egregious assaults on religious liberty ever foisted on the people of this great nation. Now, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, religion, religious thought, conscience, your conscience was included in the First Amendment because there were five protections, because that's what the founders knew was necessary to keep a free republic, to keep our constitutional republic. And part of that was religious thought. And that had to be separate, and it had to be basically free to do whatever it wants to do.
Yep.
Texas House approves bill banning funding for of abortion providers out of Breitbart. The attack on abortion continues, ladies and gentlemen. I am telling you, I've told you this for a while. The America is ready to turn on this subject.
Yep.
You know, at least outside of California, New York, and maybe a couple other states. Hawaii, I don't know. The people don't like it in Hawaii, but the government is out of their mind. But besides those two places, there's a real shot in most of America that this is, can totally turn around. Totally turn around.
And I think it will.
New study finds 98% of FDA rules over 17 years are unconstitutional.
Of course.
See, this isn't just my opinion.
Of course.
I'm not just telling you that we're not sitting here just talking out both sides of our mouth here about this. Pacific Legal Foundation, a study released today, shows that the vast majority of Department of Health and Human Service regulations issued over 17 years are unconstitutional. The first of its kind study, wow, I wonder why the first of its kind, reviewed 2,900 rules issued over the past, since 2001, and found that 98% of them are constitutional.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about that more. This is a pretty long article. All this and more at thepowerhour.com. Gorsuch breaks with conservative justice delivering win to Native American hunter. Another story. Stay tuned. Power Hour J on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soap, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is an interesting story, this one about Gorsuch. There's a treaty from 1868 which allows members of the tribe there. And what's the name of the tribe here in the article? Indian tribe to hunt on occupied lands in Wyoming and Montana in exchange for their land. So then when Wyoming became a state in 1890, this court case is saying, well, those rights were extinguished. And Gorsuch, which this is law, they made a contract, said, went against the conservative judges who said, yep, that's it, their treaty is done. And Gorsuch said, well, wait a minute, they made a treaty just because it became state doesn't mean that the treaty is broken. If they wanted to break the treaty, then they would have renegotiated or broken the treaty. So, pretty interesting story over the Power Hour. Also, good news, San Francisco returns to cash on Silicon Valley pushes tech on the nation, a ban on facial recognition software. Now they need to ban feces in the streets and they'll have some.
Give everybody galoshes.
Yeah, something. There's also an article about, 9 plants to grow that repel mosquitoes. I know we always get a citronella, plant and put up, which works really well, but there's 9 of them. Basil, bay laurel, lavender. Lavender smells amazing. Marigolds, peppermint, among others. Great article. McConnell and Cain, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is now pushing to raise the age for buying tobacco to 21. Things that they can do, but I guess whatever. Isn't there other things they can get done there? They have nothing else to do in Congress?
I would think so.
Study: poor sleep makes people lonely and antisocial. So REM sleep makes people...
You know that guy we had on yesterday?
Who? Porter?
That
Dr. Porter?
Yeah. I tried the thing. I slept like a baby last night.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was TryBrainTap.com.
TryBrainTap.com. I've signed up, and you get a free trial for 2 weeks or a month. I forget what it is. Yeah, it was real soothing, and I just laid there and closed my eyes, and bam, I was gone.
TryBrainTap.com. Alabama Public Television bans gay wedding episode. If you've heard the news about this, Mr. Ratburn, this cartoon apparently that's shown to children, Mr. Ratburn married his friend Arthur or something. I don't know. A cross species, same sex marriage for children. Well, Alabama's banning abortions and they're banning that too. So I think people are going the other way on, you know, they're just, I think they're tired of the,
sick of it.
The liberals.
Sick of it.
They said, forget it. We're just going the other way. As far as you want to go that way, yeah, we're going the other way. Yeah, 100%.
We're so sick of hearing this garbage.
Surprising food offers hope for schizophrenia. Pretty broccoli sprouts, among other things. Really interesting. Check that out at thepowerhour.com. Of course, thepowermall.com is how we are funded. And the Power Hour J now for, geez, how many years has it been, Jay, that you've been with?
In June, it'll be my 12th year.
12 years. She's been answering the phone for y'all, and you know her well. And she does a great job dealing with everything over there and your questions and what have you. So we bring her on periodically, and we love to have her on. Power Hour J, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. And thank you for having me on. I do like it. Hi, Uncle Kevin.
How are you doing today? You getting any extreme weather over there?
I'm moving around in my canoe.
I guess you're okay then.
Yes, yes. I was telling Daniel earlier, there's a little town that we like to go watch races in Wheatland, Missouri, down towards Springfield. And they did have a tornado hit them, and I was looking at pictures on the news, and it's just white. So sad.
It's it's a crazy time to be alive, I'll tell you that.
Right. Wow. We've got warnings and watches going on here today.
Yeah, last night, I mean, the storms woke me up here, and I'm quite a I don't know if they're going to carry over here or not, but we certainly pray for your safety and everybody. If you're in the, what's that, north, kind of west Missouri area, Oklahoma, going towards Oklahoma, you know, be aware. I guess I don't have to tell you that. You can just look up in the sky, but be aware and be careful. There's a lot going on out there. The Power Mall, yesterday I told everybody that we are transition. We're always working to improve things for you all. We're tuning some of the ways we're going to do things. All the products that you guys buy the most, we so appreciate your purchases that you buy from the good guys, and we are the good guys here, and we're funded by you, literally. You stop buying, we stop broadcasting. It's that simple. But we're going to have all those in stock, and so we're not stretched so thin on inventory, different things. We're going to streamline. We're going to make this whole process smoother. We're going to be more responsive and be able to get the products to you when you ask for them. So talk a little bit, Jay, about that and about some specials we have on some of the other products that maybe we won't focus on quite as much, but we'll still have them, and we're going to kind of thin some of our inventory to get back to our goals here.
Yes, Daniel. I do want to, you know, I appreciate all of you guys and your patience out there with us. Daniel always says it's just amazing the things that can go on in the background that you don't know about. You know, we've had orders go to wrong addresses. We've had, it's just, but we're looking forward to the dust settling. Everyone, our vendors getting our addresses correct. We even had some of the soil revitalizer go to Joyce's old address. And poor old Catherine, she's like, well, how did that happen? And they just happened to have her address on file, and she called to see if we could do a pickup on it, but we didn't know who moved into Joyce's old area, her house. So Catherine, she's like calling the guy that did the estate sale for Joyce. She contacts him here in Brazil, and then she... they gave, you know, Catherine the name and of the people that live in the house now, the new owners. And Catherine calls, they gave Catherine the phone number to contact them. She calls, and it happens to be someone that she actually went to school with here in Brazil. So
well, that's good.
It's funny how little things happen like that, but, you know, it's been, and now, as of today, all the soil revitalizer has been shipped out. We got that taken care of. A pickup was done. And
very good.
All that, every one of them shipped out. Everyone that has ordered, it's shipped out.
I'm glad that somebody that Catherine knew got Joyce's old place, because that was a great place, and I'm glad that somebody can take advantage of that and will enjoy it.
Yes, it's a young family, with husband and wife and two children, it was amazing. Catherine's like, and he remembered her from high school. They remembered each other. They got to chit-chatting, and she's like, well, do you remember me, you know? He's like, Catherine, Jason, oh, my gosh. And so it was like long-lost buddies, you know, catching up in the high school time. But I did want to go over, there are some items that we're going to do a 20% sale on. We just kind of have an abundance of them. So if you want to give people a minute to go get a piece of paper and pencil, or I can just go ahead and go down the list real quick here.
Okay, let's do it. I got my pen. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready?
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to do, we have some, and these are while supplies last. These are kind of an abundance of what we have right now. Willard Water Dark, 16 ounce. Inca Warrior Protein Powder Vanilla, 2 pound. The Natural Aloe Vera Soap, that is a Vitamir product. Silver Shield Dog and Bedding Spray. Silver Tongue Oral Care Mouthwash, 16 ounce. And Topperson Fibro Cream, 3 ounce. And that is the complete list. Those items will be 20% off while supplies last. So,
I want every one of them. These are great products. The protein powder. Make sure you save one of those protein powders for me. That protein powder is fantastic.
Okay.
I'm stocked up on Willard Water. But Willard Water is one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't used it, you should try it. And so that's a great opportunity to get that Willard Water. The soap, I haven't used
it. And it's just the dark. Just the dark.
The dog spray, I use the dog spray. I love. So make sure you save a dog spray and a protein powder for us, because I use both of those quite a bit.
Okay.
Topperson, I have quite a bit of the Topperson. And which I love. All those products are fantastic. Take advantage of those, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you give the number out, Jay?
The number to call the Power Mall is 877-817-9829. Or you can go online, thepowermall.com. Either way.
And it's first come, first serve on those. So literally, ladies and gentlemen, you know, even right now, pick up your phone, or when we go to commercial, pick up your phone, start calling, and take advantage of those. The other thing I was going to talk to you about, I don't know how much you want to go into detail about your own experience, but you've had a little scare, to say the least, lately with you and your husband there, and you've been dealing with this, but some interesting news came out of it. I don't know what you want to say or what you don't want to say. So I'll leave that to you.
Yes. I think it's great. It's a great testimony. My husband's brother was over visiting several weeks past, and he asked my husband, which my husband turned 61 yesterday.
No, you wish.
Yeah.
He doesn't wish.
Oh,
you
yeah.
wish.
Okay, I'm busted. But anyway, so my husband turned 61, and his brother, Chuck, is a couple of years older than him. So Chuck was over visiting with his brother a while back, and he said, you know, Gary, have you gone to get a physical? We don't go to doctors. My husband has insurance through his work, and Chuck's like, just go and get a checkup. You know, do your blood work, do everything you need to do. So Gary, you know, we're looking at each other. It's like, oh, well, that's not going to hurt. You know, we have stipulations. There will be no medications, you know. So he did go ahead, and I set him up an appointment with his brother's doctor, which is Dr. Shakura here locally. And so they had the same doctor. And Chuck, his brother, wanted him to do this simply because in the family there's a history. Chuck, his brother, has had 2 heart attacks, has, you know, carotid arteries, has blockages, and is you know, he's been on medication, blood thinners, et cetera. Bless his heart. And I tried to get him on the strong heart drops years ago, but some people you just, you know, you can offer, but you can't twist their arms and make them do things. But here is a great example of one brother, same DNA. One brother does the heart drops. My husband's been on the heart drops for 7 years. We both have taken them for at least 7 years. So we've got one brother that's been on the heart drops for 7 years and one that hasn't. My husband went in and did all this blood work, did a stress test, immediately did an EKG on his heart when he was in there, everything. That man is in perfect health with his heart. He has no blockage, no blocked arteries. His heart's pumping. It was amazing. His doctor literally asked him, "Now you are Chuck's brother, right?"
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when the doctor was there. You know, with his puzzled look, I can see him rubbing his temple. Now right. You are Chuck's. Blood brother, yeah. Correct?
Yeah, not half or anything like that, but they are 2 years apart. Chuck's a couple years older than my husband, Gary. But, I mean, we're so relieved, and I'm glad we had it done because, you know, it is necessary after a certain age, I'm sure, to just get the blood work done and see where you are. And we had the insurance to help with that, so... He decided to go ahead and do it, but it worked out great. And my husband was also in disbelief. He's like, and he does. He tells, you know, the family and everyone he talks to, I don't think it would be that way, that type of result, if my husband hadn't, you know, okay, he says I force him to take the heart drop. That could be true.
Well, I bet you probably don't have to force him anymore, Jay. He probably would do it willingly now after seeing this. Let me ask you a couple questions about this, because I'm fascinated with stories like this. me and doctors just, we have a problem. I'm allergic to him, I think. I don't know, whatever. But did he tell the doctor... I'm Chuck's brother. I take heart drops. That's what's different between me and my brother. Did he even mention heart drops to him?
Yes. Because the doctor, I wanted to be honest with him. I took the ingredients off the bottle. And I have Gary, my husband, you know, he takes his baggie. He calls them his pills. I make up baggies of vitamins for him on a daily basis, and I make his lunch for him. Okay, my husband is spoiled rotten, but I don't want him to eat out at the fast food and stuff. So I fix his lunch every morning, and it includes, you know, his baggie of vitamins. And so I did make a list for the doctor of everything I had that I give him, and I have for many, many years. And he looked at me and he says, "You just keep doing what you're doing. Your husband's heart is wonderful, healthy, no blockage, no carotid arteries, none of that. Just at 61, he's in great health."
Let's be clear. So his brother and his father also has got some issues with it. So his brother has, I don't want to get too far in your business, but has a lot of heart problems or blockages or whatever. I mean, let's put them side by side here.
Side by side, his brother has had two heart attacks, prostate cancer, throat cancer, and I think that's it. Now, his father has had a heart attack at an early age in his, I believe, 60s or early, late 50s. It's a history. It runs in the family. And that's the point I really was fascinated with. Just because it runs in the family doesn't mean you cannot take control over your own health. Do it for yourself. It doesn't matter. My husband's proof. It literally doesn't matter how bad your family history is. You can step up to the plate and take control over your own health. I know that now after him being on the strong heart drops for 7 years, the difference, we see it, we saw it. I mean, that's fact. It's not made up. You can't make that stuff up.
Did you see, did you listen to the interview yesterday with Dr. Porter? I don't know if you, you're probably busy. But
I was trying to, I always have the show on in the background, but of course I have to make money.
Yeah,
you know, I have to answer that phone.
Jay is what funds this whole thing when she answers the phone.
Well,
he was talking about he was talking about genes, heredity, kind of what you're just addressing right there. He says really only about 20% of our genes are determined by heredity. And what he means by that, 20% of your life, your whatever, comes from heredity. The other 80% of your genes, epigenetics, are turned on or turned off or made aware or brought to life by the food you eat, the thoughts you think, and the friends that you hang out with. I was very surprised by that. He says 80% is by those three things. We are changing our relationship with Strauss Heart Drop soon, and we'll let you know about that. We're deepening it, and we're going to be promoting this on a much different scale, because it's just one of those products. The more I look into it, I am amazed. I am stunned by results, just like you're saying. This really works. This isn't, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah. No. People's lives have been changed. People's lives forever changed. Their progenitors, their family, because they're around, because they're healthy. And your husband is just another in a long line of people whose lives have been completely altered by Heart Drops. And it's just, it's really stunning. It's really good to see.
And Daniel, may I speak for just a moment? I also want to say that for those naysayers that try the Heart Drops and they can't do it under the tongue, my husband has been one that for 7 years, I do buy organic apple juice, and I put his dropper of Heart Drops in just a little bit of organic apple juice, because he cannot and will not put that under his tongue. So don't be discouraged. If you can't put that under your tongue and let it set there, it just gets in your system a lot quicker. You can still go buy your favorite preferred, you know, organic juice, or if it helps to put it in water, just a little bit of something, it's okay. It works just the same. It just doesn't get into your system as quick as putting it under the tongue. So any of you naysayers that say it is horrible, I do it under the tongue. But, you know, I've been with the Power Hour going on 12 years, so I've done some nasty things. You know, I've always been the guinea pig.
Nasty. See, I gave some to my a friend of mine the end of last week. He came over because he had a crease on his thing, and he has family history of all this. And so he immediately, you know, took to this and says, okay, I'll try it. And so he likes garlic. He likes the taste. I said, the taste may be strong. I wouldn't even put people in people's mind that it's strong. Look, if you want to work and work quickly, I would put it under your tongue. If for some reason you can't, okay, then do it the other way on an empty stomach or what have you. But you want it to work and work quickly, I'm telling you, because I've done both. And when I started doing it under the tongue, it was amazing how quickly and, like, stuff was going on in my chest. I mean, it was crazy. I am so adamant about this product. It is the most life thing. About heart disease is the number one cause of death in America. Well, we just about have seen from all the testimonies. I mean, this is not medical advice. If you want medical advice, go see a doctor. But we have just about seen over and over and over again that disease is not the monster that it really has become. Not when Heart Drops are involved. So what does that mean? So there, you make your choice, ladies and gentlemen. But for me and my house, we put it under our tongue, just so you know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I do too. I just, you know, anything I can get my husband to do, I will flip over backwards when it comes to nutrition. You know, as you well know, he just went through the colonoscopy, had it do a colonoscopy, and we had a big scare because they thought one of the polyps was cancerous. Well, it turned out it was benign, and men, you know, he should have had a colonoscopy at 50, and he didn't. Please, you know, 50 and over, get your colonoscopy done, because he did. The doctor told my husband, if you had not done this when you did, it would have been cancerous because it was just growing and growing. But they were able to cut it out, so it that helped. So, Daniel, I know, you know, thank you for your prayers. It was a hard time. But anything, I mean, now, I mean, my husband doesn't eat salads. I made him his first grilled chicken salad last week, and he even called. He was so worried about eating this grilled chicken salad that he called me on his lunch. He goes, "Now you know a grilled chicken salad isn't a grilled chicken salad unless you grill the chicken, because I put everything in the oven. I don't deep fry. Everything goes in the oven, and I can't hardly get him to eat chicken because." So I remembered I have this old George Foreman grill up in a closet. I probably had it 20 years.
Wow.
I got that George Foreman grill out, and I threw those chicken breasts on there and put some aminos and some garlic and pepper and salt and just sliced it up and threw it over his salad. And he actually liked it, but I'm serious. This man is stubborn when it comes to his eating habits. And, you know, he realizes now he's got to change all that. You seem to wait until something happens to you and this light bulb goes off and you think, oh, maybe I should. Well, really, you should be preventive. Start now. Take care of your health. You know, eat some good food.
You know, well, one thing I've learned being on this broadcast is from all these guests of how much impact you can make by your choices. Don't be confined to, oh, my mother was this way, my father, it's hereditary. Don't settle for that. Get the knowledge, get empowered, make choices, and you can redirect everything. Look, we got all those sales over at the Power Mall. Give her a call. Your purchases, your donations, thank you. You need these products, ladies and gentlemen. 877-817-9829. 817-9829. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Robert Redfern on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.